Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my goodness, God is so, so good. I thank each and every one of you for calling in. And I just am so grateful to God for everything. And so, as you know, our mother was blessed to have children that were actually born a few months in a row. So we know we have celebrated Minister Sylvia for the month of October. And now this is my month, November, and then Sheila's month will be the month of December. And so we've got the holidays, our birthdays, and, you know, we have our children and grandchildren and things of that sort, but we're the ones that are the October, November, December birthdays as far as birth from our parents. So we have so much to be grateful for. So I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray. And while she's praying, I know she'll be ready to do it as well. I want you to think about one or maybe even three scriptures or quotes about Thanksgiving that is on your heart for November or even throughout life. You know, just think about those scriptures or those quotes or those things that your mom or dad taught you or said that just is still on your heart. And we'll I'll have you share those if you want to after Minister Sheila prays. Minister Sheila, can you pray for us?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And good morning and good morning to each and every one of you that is able to listening to this program this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for this world that he has given life to today, because if it wasn't for him, none of us would be breathing, whether it's human, animal, insects, or whatever is life that God has given life to. God, I give honor to you who is the head of my life. I give honor to you for blessing each and every living thing on this earth that you gave another day to, yet you didn't have to. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the ones that I know and the ones I don't know. But I know each and every person, human in this life, we are all brothers and sisters under you. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for all your teachers that you have sent out here and all the children of God that is spreading your words. And Lord, I know, I thank you for knowing that I know more and more is learning of you each and every day. I ask you to bless this world through this epidemic of this virus that's going around, Lord, to let us know that you can heal us from all that is going on. We just need to believe and trust and put it all into your hands, because you can deliver us from no matter what illness, sickness, financial, family-wise, work-wise, or problems with even within yourself. We just need to believe and trust into you and let you direct us and share us with your love and your words and your wisdom to bring us through each and every second of this world that the devil is trying to react to us to let us know that you don't exist, but Lord, we know you are real. You are more real than life itself, because without you, we would not have life. And I ask you to bless this law enforcement, this government that is just choosing hand-picked people that's mistreating your sons and daughters, and to just release them from this evilness and to take it away and to stop misusing people, no matter what their race is, their color, their sex, their gender, their religion, no matter what it is. We are all human beings. We are under one true God, one in the Son. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless my sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces and nephews, family in my bloodline and family that's not in my bloodline. But Lord, I ask you to bless this world. We need your help, Lord. We need your guidance. We need you to help us to understand that we need you. not ourselves. We're not doing nothing without you. So we need to reach out and to let each other know. If it wasn't for the God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not exist. To let us know that the devil is only here to destroy and to ruin and to just terminate our life and to torture. That might start off looking good, but it's only the bait to bring you into his household that is full of evil, hatred, and damnation. Lord, we need you. We need your guidance. We need your love. We need your understanding. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. I just want to give honor to you, God, because for each and every day, I could say thank you, but yet and still, that's not enough. And I just want to say thank you, and thank you, and to bless us all and to let us know you are the way and the only way, the righteous way and the way of love and happiness, and to bring us out of the darkness into the light of glory and peace. And thank you, and thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. Like I said, I wanted, you know, we call this program Let's Talk, and on many occasions we actually don't actually talk. And it's not because of the name, but it's because it's really what didn't start out being called Let's Talk. Friday nights was Let's Talk. And then we actually just kept that as a tribute to one of our sisters in Christ that passed on. And on Friday nights, she used to do interviews with different people, and she would present various programs and things to the listeners, whether it was dealing with blood pressure, diabetes. I mean, it was always an educational thing, and so that was why she called it Let's Talk, and every once in a while she'd minister. And so that was Elder Kathy Kendall. And so we're going to do this month. So I pray that you all still call in and everything. What I'm going to be asking you to do is each Sunday, I'm going to start off with you all, and I'm going to want you to share either 1 to 3, it doesn't matter, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Thanksgiving scriptures. You know, what are you grateful for? What, you know, that gratitude that you have towards God and life in general. And so then there's, you know, it's only a few Sundays, so it's not like you're going to be doing it all the time. So, you know, we have the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. So for those 5 Sundays, 1 to 3 quotes. Like I said, it could be a quote. It doesn't have to be a biblical verse about Thanksgiving. And so before I start off with you, like I said, next time we do this, I'm going to actually start off with you. I just wanted to thank God. So it'll be a quick prayer. And I will be praying some more if time allows, because this, like I said, it's going to be for you all to let us and share with us those things that you're thankful for. Father God, we thank you that when we pray, that we're able to do it sitting, according to 1 Chronicles 17, verses 16 to 27. We can also pray to you, God, standing, according to Nehemiah 9 and 5, and Mark 11 and 25, and Luke 18 and 13. God, we can even pray to you while we walk, according to 2 Kings 4 and 35. God, thank you for allowing us to bow down before you when we pray, according to Exodus 34 and 8 and Nehemiah 8 and 6 and Psalm 72 and 11. God, thank you that we can pray, and we can pray with our hands lifted up, according to 2 Chronicles 6, 12 and 13. Psalm 63 and 4, 1 Timothy 2 and 8. God, we can even pray to you kneeling, according to 1 Kings 8 and 54, and Ezra 9 and 5, and Luke 22 and 41, and Acts 9 and 40. And Father God, when you allow us to lay prostrate before you when we pray, what an honor. God, that we can lay with our face down to the ground to you, God, according to Joshua 7 and 6, and Ezra 10 and 1, and Matthew 26 and 39, and Mark 14 and 35. Thank you, God, that we can repent for sins of omission, commission, even of our thoughts and sins of our heart and through our mouths, for those very wrong conversations, whatever, wherever, we can repent. We can repent for our political leaders. We can repent for our leaders. We can repent for our followers. God, we can repent for America. God, we can repent for our nation. God, we can repent in various nations and tongues. God, we thank you that you've given us the ability to repent. God, we are repenting for this sick and dying nation that's being overwhelmed with the fear of the pandemic, and that's being overwhelmed with all of this racism and all of this sexism and all of this hatred and all of these political agendas, God, that don't line up with your word. We ask you, God, as we pray and as we share this month of Thanksgiving with you in all of our lives, God, that we will come before you asking you who to vote for, who to agree with, who to connect to, who to partner with, who to help, when, where, how, and God, most of all, that we'll do it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, like I said, this is just a voluntary thing. So if anyone would like to, the lines are open. So if anyone would like to share those scriptures or those quotes or those things that your parents may have told you about Thanksgiving or a story or, you know, however the Lord gives it to you, just obey God. So the lines are open if you can share with us.
Well, good morning, saints. This is Minister Margo. I'd just like to say good morning to everyone and thank God for blessing us with another Sunday, the first Sunday in November. We can thank him for bringing us through these last 10 months and keeping us close to him and for him covering us with his love. And as I listened to Apostle Cecilia, the first thing that I thought of, not so much Thanksgiving, but I thought about my mom, Mother Seabury, and knowing she was a woman of faith and she was a doer of the word. She believed in getting in there and doing whatever you could and giving it all, doing it all to the glory of God. And one of her favorite scriptures that she always shared with us, and I will relate it to being thankful that we are part of the kingdom, and that as children of God and as citizens of the kingdom of God, we have certain rights. And she would tell us about those rights, and she exercised them before us. And Mark 11, 22 states, "So Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." My mother lived that scripture. She walked it, and she showed us that God's word does not fail, and we can always count on him to be there. And we must speak what we have, and we must believe what we speak. Be blessed, saints of God. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Margot, for sharing that with us about our kingdom rights and being a part of the kingdom and how Mother Seabury, who we also called our aunt baby sister, was a doer of the word of God. So thank you so much for not only sharing your mother's wisdom with us, but also sharing the word of God in Mark 11:22. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank God for that word that she gave you, and you still are sharing it on today. So thank you for sharing that with us. Anyone else? Okay, I know many of you are at work, so I don't know if you will be able to share. And I know sometimes your people have to give you time to get your scriptures and stuff together instead of just bringing it on you. So if you have a scripture and you want to share it, while I'm sharing scriptures, you can interrupt me. I'm okay with that as you come up with scriptures. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to share a couple of scriptures about thankfulness. Ezra 3:11, with praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, "He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever." And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. My, 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 my. The foundation of the house of the Lord. That's what I want to be, a walking, living epistle of the foundation of the house of the Lord through imitating Jesus Christ. You know, I got to be an imitator of Christ. My, 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 because he is the Word made flesh. Psalms 7:17. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. My, my, my. To give thanks for his righteousness, to sing the praises. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. Psalms 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. You know what? I'm going to switch to something that I had put on Facebook, and it just reminded me that sometimes people aren't aware what they're doing, and they're not necessarily doing it out of disrespect, but sometimes, especially a child, they have a child's mind, and they don't understand that they're trying to, I don't want to say take God's glory, but I just want to share with you. I have placed on Facebook that I was going to use this month to give God greetings. Happy, happy birth month to me. November 2020 is all about me giving God all the glory. Thank you, Father God, for everything, for this, that, here, there, for him, her, them, everyone, for then, now. I thank God for everything, and I accept what God allows. And then I said, wow, that is so God, so good, so refreshing. God, you are so awesome. Happy, happy birth month to me. Thank you once again, Father God. And then one of my great nephews, he just cracked me up. He said in my comments, he says, "What about me?" And it was weird, but as soon as he said it, I instantly said, he didn't read that I said that this was my month to give God all the glory. Not that I don't give it to him daily, but that instead of just thinking about me, that I was thinking about God. So when he said, "What about me?" I said, "Greetings," and I wrote his name, and I put 3 question marks. And then he came back and he said, hi. And then I said greetings to him again. And I said, are you trying to take God's place in my life? My post is about God and being thankful to him for another birth month. And I think when I did that, I said, God, but what about if he takes it wrong? God blessed me because he reminded me that we have to start teaching children early in their lives about giving God thanksgiving. And for me, asking him, was he trying to take God's place, was reminding him to either go back and read what I wrote or to realize that even he was not the subject of what was written, and that I will celebrate him in his birthday, but that that post was a reminder of just how good God is. And see, sometimes we do that. Someone's talking about God and his goodness and how great God is, and we're going to change the subject and make it all about us. Don't you know that when you make the subject about you, that you have to be the one that's responsible for everything? But last time I checked, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when God said that it was good, it was because he said, let us create. He didn't say, let Cecilia create. He didn't say, let Margot create. Let Sylvia create. Let Sheila create. Let Dr. Wright create. Let Pastor Troy create. Let Prophet Antoine create. Let Minister Brandon. He didn't say that. He was talking as the sovereign creator. And so I'm learning as I get older and older, thank God for the blessing of getting older and older, because I believe it was Minister Margot who reminded us that on my mom's side, which is her dad's side, most of the people did not live to be in their 70s. Yes, we are blessed to have an in-law who's in her 90s, but we were not blessed because our grandparents, with the exception of our grandmother, the men lived to be in their 90s on my mom and on my dad's side. And so we have to understand that we need to give God thanks, and we need to give him thanks at an early age. Psalms 9:1, as it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. We have to give him all of our heart. And we have to give him that thanksgiving with all of our heart. King says, I will give you thanks in the great assembly among the throngs. I praise you. Psalm 69:30 says, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. Even in song, we're thanking him. We're giving him and sharing him with him our thanksgiving. I mean, whether we're prostrate on our face, worshiping him, kneeling down, standing with our hands lifted up, we're still praising God. Psalms 95:1-3 says, come, let us sing for the joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalms 104:5 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all, you hear me? All generations, not some of them, but all, He didn't say the odd generations or the even generations, but he said his faithfulness continues through all generations. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Psalms 106:1 says, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Did you hear that? That's again. We said it in Psalms 100. Now we're saying it again in Psalms 106, that the Lord, he endures forever. Not 70 years, not 91 years, but forever. He's an everlasting, eternal God. Psalms 107, 21 and 22 says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind or humankind. Let them sacrifice thanksgiving. Or where it says, let them sacrifice thanks offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. My. So whether you're giving a thanksgiving praise with your lips or whether you're giving an offering of thanks, God is worthy of that thanksgiving. Psalms 118 and 1, give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his love endures forever. Oh, my goodness, Psalms 100, Psalms 106, Psalms 118. It's still talking about how he and his love endures forever. Psalms 147 and 7, sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. Daniel 2 and 23 says, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. That's right, God of Lula and Judy and Uncle George and Aunt Baby's sister. Oh, my God, of Grandma Molly and of Uncle George and also Granddaddy George. My goodness, God of our ancestors. Isn't that good that we have the same God as our ancestors, that they weren't out there in some cult or some type of organization that had them all bamboozled and confused, but we can say that we're praising him for he was the God of our ancestors. My. And then the verse goes on to say, and you have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. I mean, the King of Kings. Do we know his dream is written in the word? What dreams have God given you? My. What creativity has God placed in your heart? Who has God sent you to that you can be so grateful for? Because he sent all of us to somebody. And if I would really be honest, I would be somebody's, some people. And what I love about God is that no matter how old you get, he's still sending you. He's still sending you to somebody, that sister that needs to be encouraged, that brother that needs to be encouraged, that neighbor, that spouse, that ex. I mean, whoever, wherever, he's still sending us. And I thank God how even he reminds us when we go to the New Testament in Ephesians 5, 18 through 20, it says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart. See, when we make music from our whole heart, it's because we've given our whole heart to God. So sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Isn't it good that he says, as you were taught? There's not one of us on this line, I don't think, except for maybe someone listening in that I don't know you, but I'll say those with the Seabury blood, we can truly say that we were taught. We were taught the word of God. And even as Minister Margot mentioned, her mom not only talked about being part of the kingdom and knowing your kingdom rights, but she was a doer of the word. My, my, my. There's a lot of people, especially these politicians, they're saying how they're a Christian. They will even tell you how they've done stuff for you. They'll compare themselves to what Jesus did, what another prophet did, what another preacher did, and it's all lip service, because we know that we know that we know. Our parents weren't about that lip service. If they said it, they meant it, and they did it. And if they couldn't do it, you best believe they told you why. But they were people of their words, and it would have to be circumstances that were beyond their control that will cause them not to keep their word to us, just like God keeps his word to us. I love how God even gives us those scriptures about even gratitude. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. And then Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Now, remember, at the beginning, we talked about ways that we can pray: sitting, standing, walking, bowing, with our hands up, kneeling, and being laying prostrate before the Lord. What an honor that God gives us the ability to be walking down the street, and we can still be praising him. We could be driving in our cars, and we could still be praising him. We could be sitting in the lunchroom and still be praising him. We can be mopping and sweeping the floors and still be praising him. We can be getting ready to eat our food and still give him thanksgiving and pray and thank him for that food that we're about to eat and thank him for his generosity. We can be walking to our mailbox thanking God, because you never know. You could go to your mailbox and that unexpected check is there, that unexpected card, that unexpected thing that says debt canceled. My, 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 my. The things that God can do for us that man would say was impossible. Think about those guys down at Morehouse. They went to their graduation. They didn't know that that billionaire was going to cancel out their debt. My, my, my. There's some of us on this phone, I have to say me, but there's others on this phone that we have some debt that we wouldn't mind somebody canceling out. So whether it was a billionaire or God himself, we would still be grateful. And I'm here to tell you that school loans debt and all of that other stuff, whew, that stuff follows you. It's not like other stuff that you can, you know, go and get rid of. It just follows you and follows you and follows you. But God, when he cancels the debt, when God pours his generosity out on you, one blessing from God can set you up throughout eternity for your seed. That's how good God is. And every time he blesses us, it's not monetarily. Sometimes he blesses us with joy. Sometimes he blesses us with that attitude that says, I accept what God allows. Sometimes he blesses us with that attitude and that behavior and that lifestyle that says, be it unto me according to your word, God. With that proclamation of, not my will, but your will be done. My, 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 my. Do you understand how many of us have so much to shout about? How many of us have so much to praise God about? God has made so many vows to us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Guess what? He hasn't. My, 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 my. And when I think on the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for you, Margot, all that he's done for you, Minister Margaret, excuse me, all that he's done for you, Minister Sylvia, all that he's done for you, Minister Sheila, all that he's done for you, Dr. Wright, all that he's done for you, Prophet Antoine, all that he's done for you, Minister Brandon, all that he's done for you, Servant Troy. I ain't even got to think about myself because I have so much to thank him for, just thanking him for what he's done for you. My. I thank God for teaching us how to sing songs that praise him, how to sing songs that remind us that we're in a war, that sing songs that gives him all the glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. See, I mean, just songs to tell him how good he is. I remember when I would come home, my mother faithfully would say, Cecilia, sing me that Kirk Franklin song. And she would have me sing it every time. I could be coming off the road where I just drove in from California. And because my mother knew that the grace of God and the mercy of God covered me, and that her and my dad and my sisters were praying for me as I was on the road driving, because back then it was cheaper to drive than to fly. And I would get in there, and my mom would just say, come on, baby, sing that song for me. And it was weird. It was like, I knew it didn't matter to her whether I could sing or not, but it was the fact that she wanted me to sing that song that I counted it an honor. She could have turned on the radio. She could have put on a record or a tape and listened to, you know, Kirk Franklin and them singing, but she said, Cecilia, sing me that song. And it blessed me that she would give me the honor to serenade her with a song that talked about God being greater than silver and gold. And as I thought on that, it reminded me of the night that we would come in after she retired, and we would see my mom in the house, and she would, that was when Chicago was saved for real. Yeah, excuse me. I just thought I'd throw that in there. That was when my mama would be up at night watching gospel shows. I don't know if you can still do that in Chicago anymore. On the regular TV station, they had a regular TV station that my mom could watch late at night until she fell asleep that was gospel groups singing, and they were singing the praises of God. It wasn't the preaching, because we know we can watch that all day and night depending on what channel, but this was just gospel groups. They were live. This wasn't someone just playing a tape or a video, but my mom would be in there and she would go to sleep praising God. And it just caused us to have so much joy to see her singing those songs. And one of the songs she always sung at church was Don't Let the Devil Fool You. She would always tell us that, you know, not only will he try to ride with you, sooner or later he's going to want to drive. I mean, it was the words of the song, but it was true. She was teaching us that it's not just a song, baby. You can't be riding with him. He's not one of those people that you can ride with. That's just like the story they told us about the man that healed the snake and was holding him in his bosom, and then the snake bit him, and he had the nerve to ask the snake, why did he bite him? My. Are you sleeping with the enemy? Some of us are. Some of us are, and I'm not talking about husbands and wives. I'm talking about we're going to bed angry. We're going to bed thinking about what someone did to us, how they wronged us, instead of going to bed giving God all the glory and all the praise. So recently, to be honest, someone was extremely disrespectful to me, and I was surprised that I went to bed praising God, praying for her, and praying for others. But what amazed me was that I didn't understand why it didn't bother me, because I knew it was very disrespectful. But God took me back to a couple of years, and he showed me how it had been adding up and how it was constantly
coming towards me, this disrespect, and how I would get angry about it. First I was hurt, then I was angry about it, and then how I prayed to him, and I prayed for her. It was like Job. I prayed for her. I prayed for God to save her. I just prayed the blessings of the Lord upon her. And I remember when I was talking to my sister, Minister Sylvia, about it, and she sent me this thing on Facebook about, you know, walking away from toxic situations. And then someone else sent me something about, you know, when people don't understand the gift in you, how you just keep going. And then Apostle O'Neill wrote me a message that he said was for some, and it was for me. And I wrote him and let him know that it was for me. He actually talked about how we have to pick our battles, and some battles we don't need to enter into. So the battle that I've chosen to enter into, based off of the leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost, is I'm praying for those connected to Smile 3E. I'm praying for those that are part of my DNA, or Dana, as they would say. I'm praying for those that are wanting to do right, including myself, but not doing right. Because, see, it says, be angry, but sin not. So, yes, I was angry that in the past the various things that happened, but God allowed me to look at it as what it is. It's a weapon that's worn by the enemy, but it shall not prosper. And that all the fiery darts can come towards me, but if I have on the whole armor of God, that means that I'll lay prostrate on my face and thank God for giving me a garment of praise. That means I'll kneel down on my knees and I'll thank God for causing me to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. That means I'll lift up my holy hands and I'll say, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Because, see, I got to let them know that I need them. You know, God, not only do I want to give you thanksgiving, I need for you to help me in the midst of temptation when I want to be angry, to let me know, why are you angry for the enemy doing what he does? And it doesn't matter who he uses, because he can't make you angry most of the time with people you don't know. So as we think on the things of this month, and we ask God to strengthen us and to be our shield and our buckler, and as we ask him to help us and to give us joy, let's also remember that we need to pray ye for one another. Because some people want to be your enemy because they are trying to be a reality show in their own mind. And therefore, we need to pray for them because we have done things to people before that they weren't happy with. So if God perfects us, when he sees that marred place, he makes us again, we can thank him. When somebody reminds you of the sins that you committed, thank God again, because you already repented, God's already forgiven you, and you keep it moving. Some people don't realize how poisonous unforgiveness is. Some people don't realize how it causes various sicknesses and diseases in our bodies. Some people will, it was Minister Sylvia, some people will be holding grudges against you, and it's 30, 40, 50, I must go on and on. Years later, you didn't forget about them. You don't even remember what happened. But they're still rehearsing something that you either did or they thought you did. So then we have to pray for them, to pray for them to be delivered, because we have a gift, and his name is Jesus. We have a gift, and his name is the Holy Spirit. We have a gift, and his name is Heavenly Father. And on next week, I'm going to go over some of those names and a few more scriptures of who we call him. You already know these names, but I want to rehearse them for myself. Minister Sheila, that's all I have.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for the words. Back to what you were saying in the beginning. I just opened my Bible, and it just opened to Psalms 136. I'm going to read a few of the scriptures. And it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to God for of God's. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spreads out the earth upon the water, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the days, his love endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. God has brought us through and gave us so much and to understand the things that he made for us to love and to treasure and to thank him for the things that he made this heaven and earth. He made this planet for us to live in, that we need to thank him and to honor him for the blessings that he gave us this world, and to never stop thanking him, and to remember, no matter what the goodness of God it is, you have to have the faith, the hope, the love, and the understanding to fight the devil that's want to take the beauty that God has made us into the ugliness that he has. But we need to thank God and to understand every day is a thanksgiving because he woke you up. He didn't have to. He gave you eyes, ears, and legs and arms. You need to thank God because yet so many does not have these parts operating. But yet they are still thanking and worshiping God because yet they are still trying. You need to thank God for your body, for your eyes, for your life. Because yet you need to know you have thanks for God daily, for so many don't have what you have and yet you take it for granted. You need to thank God for each day. It's a thanksgiving of love that he's given to us that he didn't have to. But I just want to thank Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Margot McCord, for their scriptures, their words, and their knowledge. And I just want to thank God for me. But yet I know I didn't have to be here. So many times through my life, through my illness, the doctor said, I will not be. But God said, not yet. And each day I thank him because I know where I could have been, what I have could been doing. But I thank God for letting me see and understand no more. Because through the goodness and the graces of God, I yet live and I am yet able to move and to take care of myself when the doctor tried to take it away. But I just want to give honor to all. Thank God for each day that he has given all of us because I know we have went through some trials and tribulations. But yet we know God is the answer the right way. And long as we truly believe and understand and trust God, he will lead us out of all the damnation that this world or these demons are trying to take us into to make us think that there is the better way. And yet we know, no, my God has the best way, and I know how to follow him into the beauty of life and love and not to the hatreds in the ugliness of the damnation that you are trying to take me to. I just want to thank all that has happened today, that have been said today, that have worshiped today, and God have did for all of us today. And I just want to say the lines are open. If you have any statements, testimonies, or remarks, or just something you need to say, your time is now.
Well, praise God, saints. I want to thank God for another beautiful experience through this ministry. And just want to thank, Apostle-elect, and encourage her to continue to listen to God. Continue to do what he tells you to do. And I just want to thank you personally for reminding us that we need to be thankful every day. We don't need a particular season to be, but we have so much to be thankful for. And I just like to leave you with this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thank you, cousins, and thank all of our believers. And believe God. Thank him every day, each day, for his blessings to us. Be blessed. Amen.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Okay,
we can hear you.
This is Sylvia Kaiser. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm at work. I'm taking a quick little break to say this. I wanted to just say, I remember this song we used to sing, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, he is good." That's what I remember about giving thanksgiving. No matter what, give God thanks, because he will turn it around. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia, for your words, and thank you, Minister Margo, for your words. And I just want to say, is there anyone else? Eyes are open. I want to thank you all that had time to say, and those that are listening that can might not have a chance to say anything, but I thank you for listening and hoping you understand and treasure and be grateful for another day, and to bless God and to thank him for his blessings and praise God for his blessings that yet he have given us life for another day. I just want to give honor to all that is listening, and thank you all for listening, and to just say God is good, to give thanks for each and every second. Some might have been here last night, this morning, but yet they're not here now. But I thank God for each and every one on this planet that he made, that I pray for the ones I know and I don't know, because I know through him we are all connected. We are all sisters and brothers. We are all his children, and we need to honor and respect and rejoice on that. I just want to ask if you all can tune in to each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, for Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That has many wonderful speakers and teachers and knowledges, and I believe first Monday of the month, I hope I don't have it wrong, is Dr. Serena Wright, a mighty, powerful woman with knowledge, teaching, and understanding. And on Friday nights, which is Let's Talk, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and I think Prophet Antoine Thomas, they have each night of the month. And if I need any correction, please help me. I'm trying to keep up with it. But I thank God for all that was said today, and for all the goodness and the blessings that he has brought us through, and to let us know, no matter what our troubles or trials, tribulations, our temptations are, God can show us and direct us into the right way. And to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And I just want to thank you all for listening and to understand God is the way and the only way. And I just want to ask Apostle-elect if there anything that you might want to say, anything that I might have missed? Could you say it now?
Just remember every day, Thanksgiving to God.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle. Minister Sylvia Kaiser White, Minister Margo McClure, Missionary Linda Handy, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Dr. Serena White, and all the people in our room. Thank you. Amen. Have a blessed day.